Okay, side two. I just kind of ran off there, the first sign. Anyway, I don't know whether I'll have to move eventually or not, Duchess. It wouldn't be really too bad. I mean, it'd be great to get away from the headquarters, because there's an awful lot of paper pressure here. But I just hate to give up this room. I'm just so comfortable with hot water, shower, my own bathroom, and air conditioning. It's very nice. It's very small, but very nice. And I am most delighted to get back. My own bed. You know, last night I slept here for the first time in a couple of weeks. The night before that, I slept on a cot, just a regular canvas cot up at Quantree. And the night before that, I slept on a different kind of cot at Fubai. And I'm fortunate, though, Duchess. I can sleep anywhere. Anywhere at all, you know, the floor, a couch, a chair, it doesn't matter to me. I just sleep like a log. So in that respect, I'm more fortunate than most people. But anyway, my bed is most comfortable. Even the sheets don't look too bad. They're not always white. They usually are brown or whatever, but compared to, I haven't even had sheets off and on. So anyway. So, I don't know if this move will ever come about. It's been happening since last June, and it really never has taken place. But, we'll see. Four clubs would be a snap for me, Duchess, to handle. That's no problem. The only thing is, they need me down here. We don't have enough, since Jane is still gone. Beth came back. Oh, Beth. That woman would make me ill every day of the week, Duchess. I stopped at Da Nang. See, Beth has her office up there. She lives at Da Nang. She covers First Corps and Second. Now Second will be mine. But anyway, I went in to brief her on my field trips. And you know what the woman was doing? This was her first day back. Well, not her first day in Vietnam. She came back and was down here a week. She went up to Da Nang. But Duchess, she's sitting there, and the whole desk is covered with Christmas cards. And Beth is making out all these Christmas cards to all her friends in the world and United States and all this stuff. She gets overtime, Duchess. She makes a hell of a good salary. And she's either reading a newspaper or doing something personal. And this just makes me furious, because her girls, the people under her, have no assistance, and they do so many things wrong because nobody ever tells them. She doesn't lift one finger to help those girls, and every one of them complained about her. You know, and I'd get there like I went to this. We have two clubs at Fubai, one that is going to open and one little one that is open, has been for the last year. They had their bank statements and their ledger and their vouchers and their checkbook and all, you know, it didn't balance. So I sat down, it took me 4 hours, though, just to balance it, but the mistake was made last February. Now, that's the first time I've been to that club, and these things should be picked up. And it's very difficult to go back 10 months later and find an error. But if Beth were doing her job, she'd pick up this kind of stuff. She'd train the girl, show them what to do. But you see, she doesn't know herself. But she sat there writing out these Christmas cards for 2 hours while I was trying to brief her on where there were problems and so on and so forth. And all she kept saying is, uh-huh. They really don't know what they're doing, do they? She said to me. And I said, no. I said, they need to be trained, Beth. And somebody has to follow up things. Uh-huh. That's all she would say is, uh-huh. And to me, and then I say, Duchess, she puts in all this overtime, supposedly, and she doesn't earn it. It's got nothing to do with her job. So anyway, this kind of thing really gets to me. So what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I got a raise, Duchess. Another one. This is my yearly step increase. See, as of December the 13th, I had a year as a 10, GS-10, step 2. So last week on the 13th, I go to a 10, step 3. And that's great, because it's about, well, it's $362, I figured out, a year, which is about $7, $6.96 a week. That's base pay. See, then, of course, everything else is based is higher too, because they base it on your base pay. So I probably come to closer to $10 or so a week. So that's pretty good, huh? GS-10 step 3. I really don't have any gripes. So that's kind of nice. It starts, as I say, last week. So it shouldn't amount to a heck of a lot, but it'd be a few dollars extra a week. But by the time the income tax is taken out, I'd probably be making less. Anyway, it's a step increase. Can't complain, right? I've been very, very fortunate with the way I've gone up in this job. I had to chew out Pat Lucilla, who is a GS-9 Duchess. She's been in the program over 9 years. And boy, I really chewed her backside out, because I told her we were unhappy with her, dissatisfied with her work, and that we felt she was incompetent to run one club efficiently. And I told her, I said, Pat, you have so many years service and you don't know anything about your job. Of about 2 hours, I really laced into her. But she's a dum-dum, believe me. She always needs help, Duchess, and she's just trying to run one club. She doesn't understand anything. She really doesn't. I can't understand how you can work so long at a job and not know it. So, anyway, what else? Just sitting here smoking a cigarette and drinking a big glass of orange juice and looking at all my things. I got these slides. I have, I don't know, 3 or 4 boxes of slides to send you. In fact, some of them were from the World's Fair yet that I went to in Japan. And I guess I hadn't sent them in. Oh, dear. I want to label them a little bit, Duchess, before I send them home. I don't know when I'm going to do anything. Really, this, I hate to come back like this. My room looks like, you know, a bomb went off in it. And I must wrap a couple of Christmas presents. I haven't got that many things, but for the gals in the office, you know, Betty and Vera and Beth had sent me a box, a big thing of cheese. I think I told you that last tape. And Cree Windus had sent me cheese, too. Very nice, with other things in it. So I have some goodies. And I've got so many letters I need to write. Auntie Lizzie sent a Christmas card, and she's well. She broke her arm in October, and she had it in a cast for 5 weeks. So other than that, she says she's very fine. And I had an announcement card from Elizabeth and John, plus a Christmas card, and they have a baby boy, John Glenn. So I think that's very nice, and I'm sure everybody's just bubbling there. That's the 4th generation Duchess still living. Aunt Lizzie was asking for you, and I had a note from Mother in a card. Mother sent a card and a note, and she said she has not talked with you for a while. And Mother's real fine. She's getting very involved in senior citizens activities, and I think this is the greatest thing for Mother. She manages to keep very busy, very involved, which is good. And so she seems well, and I did not send Duchess a thing to my brother and his children. Oh, I really feel badly about that. I planned to just send them money, you know, while I was out on this trip, but I just did not have 5 minutes to myself. Anyway, I didn't send them. I didn't write a note or anything. And I really messed up there, because by the time I send it now, it'll be after Christmas. But this was kind of an inconvenient time to be traveling around this countryside. I just have not sent a thing as far as a card, you know. I'm glad you got the glass tree and like it. I was so afraid it might get broken. You also have some other things coming in the mail. Offhand, I couldn't think of a thing. But you should be getting a couple more packages, I would imagine. Also, Duchess, I have an extra updated Paysex catalog, and I'll try and get one in the mail to you. I don't know when. I'll, you know, within the week, I hope, to get it in the mail. Please look at it, because If there's anything you want, I'd like to get these things before I ever leave country. I don't know when that'll be, but I'll try and send you the updated one. I'm marking my copy so I know what I sent who, because I sent Mother a few things for Christmas out of there. And I want you to pay attention while you're home. Look through the Paysex and see. I'll send you the new one. By that time, you'll be back to work, right? Let's see, what else? Oh, nothing's coming to me at the minute. Just sitting here in this room. You wouldn't believe this room. My health has been good, Duchess, real good. My voice gets a little scratchy, as it is now. That's only because I do an awful lot of talking. But what's new, right? Betty mentioned... Oh, I wanted to tell you, before I forget. I didn't read it yet. Betty only mentioned we had a letter from Jane. See, I just was in the office about 1 hour yesterday, Duchess, before I came home. And so I haven't had a chance to go over too many things with Vera and Betty. But Jane did write, and Jane is going through a very trying period in her life. Her mother is dying. Her mother is 84 years of age, and she has cancer. She also is diabetic, and I think she has other ailments. And so she's in the hospital and has been, and Jane visits and practically lives in the hospital every day. But Jane says her mother is really suffering. She goes into a coma, and she's she's unconscious part of the time, and then she wakes up, and she's very much aware of things and alert, and then she drops back into a coma. Well, the doctor says she could die any day, or it could last, another 6 to 8 weeks at the most. And so I know Jane's just having a real bad time of it, because there's nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing, and yet she cannot leave. She must stay there, and of course she'll have to, I think, sell that house. I think her mother owned the home, and so it's a very sad period of time for her. But I guess she will not be back in Vietnam, at least for another month or so, to see what happens. So we kind of feel sorry for Jane, to say the least, because there's no money coming in, and I would imagine a lot of expenses going out. So, I don't know. What else? I haven't heard anything from Charmaine. She did write one letter a couple weeks ago, but that's been the only one, I think. What else? I don't know. I had a card. Ruth Harrington had sent a card, you know, before I even left on this last trip. That was very nice of her. I'm just so happy you're doing well and everything is going all right. All those good people making soup for you and taking care of you. That's very nice. Oh, Duchess, if you get a chance, and just, you know, whenever you get a chance, two things. One, see if the bank, our bank, see what balance I have in my checking and my savings. Oops, pardon me. In my savings account, I have not received a statement in 6 months from my savings account. There should be about $14,000 in there, or close to that, which is all right, I guess. And if they could, you could call the bank maybe, or. I don't know if they send you a statement. They used to send me one every month, and then last summer they just stopped. And also, this January, I guess, I should be getting a bill for my Sun Life insurance. Now, I haven't paid them for about 2 years, so maybe three, I don't know. Anyway, I would wonder if you talk with George Marmo, if he could find out exactly what the balance is. It's probably a few thousand dollars. $3,000 or $4,000. I'd just be curious what the balance is on my Sun Life. I won't be able to pay it off for a while unless I use my savings, which I don't want to do. I'd rather wait. But I would be curious as to how much is left, the total balance left, if I paid it in a lump sum. Perhaps George could tell you. We should be getting a bill on that, so just forward it to me, and I'll take care of it. What else? I guess that's about all. I'll let you know when I get these household goods out of here, Duchess. I hope I can do it within the next 10 days. But we'll see. Got so much to do. Today I have to take a shower, wash my hair. That's the main thing. And wrap some presents. Vera's having a Christmas party, Christmas Eve. And, oh, I'm sure there'll be a half a dozen parties between now and next week. And I'm just not up to any parties. All I want to do is go to bed anymore. I just get so tired. But after a day or two of getting a rest, it'll work out. I'm sure there's probably 100 other things I'm supposed to mention, but offhand, they're not coming to me. I should wait till the end of the day and make these tapes.